Geek Radio Daily for Friday, May the 23rd, 2008. It's all the geek without the wait on this Friday before Memorial Day weekend and
Balticon
weekend, baby. Woo. Some of you hearing the sound of our voice right now will
we'll be seeing you soon.
You're gonna see us, yeah. Tonight in Baltimore, tonight at 11 o'clock, and we'll hardly be there before then, but tonight at 11 o'clock is the New Media Meet and Greet, which also happens to be the 80s dance party. Hey! So Flynn and I will be doing all the 80s dances. You'll see the Run Joe. You'll see everything good.
We're going to do the Freddy?
Oh, I think we should.
Oh, nice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm ready for it. So
Freddy
anyway,
Krueger, I mean.
The gentleman that you will be seeing this evening doing the Freddy Krueger on the dance floor in Baltimore, that there is Billy Flynn.
You can't keep me from getting drunk.
No.
Wow.
No, right. You can't.
Me, I'm doing the pee-wee. That's what you'll see me doing.
Wow.
That's
okay.
What I will be doing. That's right, because, ladies and gentlemen, I am the vicar.
You're off your meds, aren't you?
Well, it happens sometimes.
That's all right.
All right, here we go. Friday. Woo. Something like that. We got new movies coming out, including Uwe Boll.
Okay, then.
Well, you got to find it, but it's out. Technically, it is out today. So, we're going to be talking new movies. We got geeky news. We got to look in the mailbag. But first and foremost, as always, hear what's on the TV tonight. Friday night's always lame, so let me just say. Actually, I'll start with tonight's talk. Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Shia LaBeouf, whatever.
Ah, yes.
That's got a
Mutt Williams.
Strange name. Anyway, he's on Jimmy Kimmel, so you get to see that. Elizabeth Berkley is there, too. So there you go. You get three
She's
different flavors.
She's doing something
you've got,
right now?
Shia LaBeouf, you've got Elizabeth Berkley, and you've got Neil Diamond all on one show.
What's Elizabeth Berkley even doing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't care.
All right, fine. CW tonight, sir. It's WWE Friday Night Smackdown. After GM Vicky Guerrero deprived The Undertaker of the title again at Judgment Day, what's next for the vacant championship?
I'm thinking flower arranging. That would be a new direction for him to take.
Okay, string art, maybe.
That's nice,
I like it.
Sure, we could go with that. Over on the networks, welcome to the end of Sweeps and the beginning of reruns. ABC replaying the fourth season finale of Grey's Anatomy. CBS is showing two Ghost Whisperers back-to-back. They're both reruns.
I'm a ghost.
Yes,
I'm
it's redundant,
too.
But Moonlight was originally in that schedule, and now they have decided to dump Moonlight, so
right.
That's out of there. And NBC tonight with the American Gladiators, which is also a repeat.
Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics, well, first off, yes it is. It's The Karate Kid, 1984.
Sweep the leg.
Followed immediately by Christopher Plummer in Dracula 2000. Exactly. I don't get that either,
sir. Christopher Plummer. All right,
we'll watch him.
Sure. He's good. We like him. Bravo is showing a movie that Dave is going to be ashamed of me for having not seen, but Casino is on tonight.
Haven't seen Casino.
I think it's on back-to-back. No, I haven't.
It certainly is on back-to-back this evening. Well, then, if you don't watch that, at least you could flip over to the Family Channel and watch the remake of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The Oompa Loompas aren't as scary in that one.
They better not be. Well, I don't like me some Oompa Loompas. Not crazy about that. FX tonight, Kingdom of Heaven, Ridley Scott's Crusade movie, originally titled Crusade. In fact, originally set to star Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Orlando Bloom role for quite a long time.
What?
That was the for quite a long time.
Well, Orlando Bloom reminds me so much.
Well, they're very similar men.
Yeah. Tonight on that Ion, which apparently used to be PAX, figure this one out. Apparently from 2007, they have a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde that stars Dougray Scott.
Okay, why don't I remember anything about this movie?
I have no knowledge of this film whatsoever.
This is the Dougray Scott who was going to be Wolverine.
Was going to be Wolverine.
Right? He was the bad guy in Mission Impossible 2.
He was in Ever After with Drew Barrymore.
And he plays the titular character.
Yes, he does.
You said that, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Do I have anything else whatsoever?
Sure you do. Yeah, Turner Classic Movies, The Out-of-Towners with Jack Lemmon. You love Jack Lemmon.
I do like Jack Lemmon.
You
so
love him
good.
Almost as much as Ving Rhames does. I
yes.
said it. If we're watching anything tonight, though, we're flipping over to the Sci-Fi Channel because a nuclear explosion threatens the Earth's ecosystem.
Oh, no, it's nuclear.
Tonight, Mark Dacascos and Rutger Hauer star in Scorcher.
I like Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, man.
He looks like hell. If you look at the bonus stuff on that new Blade Runner that came out over Christmas, they've got some new material interviewing him. It still looks like Rutger. It just looks like Rutger, who was washed and is now one size smaller and stretched over the original frame.
So he's kind of like an animatronic version of himself.
Yeah, kind
of.
I think so.
Wow.
I find it so.
Creepy.
So. All right.
Listen up, it's time for mail call.
Yeah.
All right, GRD mailbag from Tall Trent over on the forums there at geekradiodaily.com, where you need to visit, you need to join, you need to,
come together.
Become a part of the goodness.
Ah, there we go.
All right, Trent says, I bought the Cafe Press GRD t-shirt today.
Rock! Good for you,
sir. By
the
way, we have t-shirts over there. Do you know that?
Apparently I do.
CafePress.com/Geek Radio Daily. That's all one word there at the end. And you can get the t-shirts. You can get coffee mugs. You can get panties.
Panties.
We have them all. Boxer shorts, you name it. You can get it. I'll hang
it
in my...
if you want shorts, sure.
Excuse me. My word. The grape nuts.
Got the
you
black
know, the grape
lung
nuts
pop?
Get hung.
Oh, is that what it is?
They get hung up in there. I actually tore the package all to hell. Something about grape nuts. The plastic on the inside, when you open it up, it tears left and
you're
right.
You're just trying to be a He-Man. I'm going to open this box.
There's no way to do it other than that. And as such, it's all torn and it's going to go stale. But you know what? With grape nuts, would
can't
you notice?
Tell anyway?
Yeah.
Right.
Would you notice? Okay. I actually like grape nuts, though. So what the hell was I?
Right. Trent bought a
I'll
shirt.
Hang the t-shirt in my closet alongside the Mythos Green Geek Label podcast shirt and the tie-dyed Geek Label
radio shirt. Yeah.
It's like a museum in
it
his
is.
House. That's nice. How many more shirts am I going to have to buy to keep up with your podcasts?
604.
Exactly. All right. Now you know. Anyway, loving the show. Really enjoying the return of Geek News. Keep it up, Tall Trent. Thank you. Also, hi, guys. I'd be remiss and punished by my wife. Hey.
Whoa. Is that a bad thing?
All right.
Oh, that's it. That's the letter? Okay,
if
move
I
it
didn't
on.
Point
oh,
out
more.
That as well as being Star Wars Day and Carry a Towel Day, May 25th is also our wedding anniversary.
Aww. Oh, that's... Wait.
That is sweet.
Who is that?
This is from Tim.
Tim, he put pictures up. I remember pictures from his wedding.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
Okay.
Well, good. Good for him.
No, we did.
You might, next line. You might remember the pictures posted on the Geek Label forums. I don't pay attention. Of Rachel and I dueling with lightsabers at our Star Wars-themed wedding
last
year.
Yeah, that was cool, man.
Tim, I'm so glad you said it was you and your wife doing so, because most of our listeners, when we get mail from our people and they talk about playing the dueling lightsabers game, that's not what they mean.
No.
Anyway, we'd better leave that out. All right, that's the mail. We got Geek News. We got movies all coming up on Geek Radio Daily.
Did you come to Earth for the music and stay for the science fiction? Join a guided tour of the minds that make science fiction great. Get on our cosmic double-decker tour bus at www.balticonpodcast.org and see all the sights. Coming up on our right, time shifted for your viewing pleasure, are fascinating interviews with writers, fans, and scientists. Streaming in on our left are author readings, con-going tips, and essays. And at the end of the tour, there's always more of that great music that brought you here in the first place. So climb aboard, strap in, and hold on to your petty pallops. It's the Balticon Podcast Tour to the ends of space and time.
www.balticonpodcast.org.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, May the 23rd, 2008. All the geek without the weight, Billy Flynn and the vicar on this Balticon Eve.
Yes. Well, Eve, that
well,
would mean
it
it's tomorrow.
That was last night.
How about
guess,
it? Well, yeah.
So it's Balticon night.
Yes.
Of course, that implies
it's
only
the first
one night.
Night of Balticon.
Yes, that's what we're trying to say. All right, that's fine. So we'll be there at the Marriott Hunt Valley, Baltimore. Well, it's outside of Baltimore.
Yes.
It's not actually in the city. But anyway,
no.
You get the idea. We'll see you there. Hopefully, come up and say,
hey,
come ask us what a gay cow eats.
All right. Movies.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Oh, it's a huge movie weekend.
It is indeed, sir.
Well, it is in the sense that Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull is out.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Whatever. Yeah. It's it came out Wednesday, so it's already there, but we'll count it because it's going to be a big, big old behemoth
and
in the box office numbers.
Fantastic.
Monday.
I mean, lots of geeks showed up for the midnight showing that I went to. Should have done a street clue.
Are there aliens?
There are...
Spoiler. Okay.
Yes.
Do you get to see him? Or is it like in Signs?
You saw an alien in Signs.
Did you see him? I don't
remember. Yeah, you absolutely saw him.
I was making out. I wasn't paying that much attention.
It's good. It's an Indiana Jones adventure.
All right.
Go
well, that's
and have
fine.
Fun
go
with it.
Go see it, he says. Maybe this weekend we will go. I don't know. I know that Podcasting's Rich Siegfried, the patron saint of this here program, wants to go and see that.
He wants to pay for all of us
now,
to go?
Now, the wife
Fantastic.
Wants to go see Narnia.
I'd like to go see Prince Caspian.
So that's
I not
probably
seen it yet.
I'd rather go see that. I think, although I'm not expecting great things from it. But the wife wants to see it, so maybe this weekend we'll go do that.
De
I don't
donde
know.
Es posible?
What's this? Children of Huang Shi. Jonathan Rhys Meyers is in it.
Well, you know he's in whatever they'll pay him for. You know Shuang Ji. These are his children.
Shuang-Chi?
That's
how you say that?
I guess. I don't know.
The Children of Shuang-Chi.
I was just trying to remember how you said it.
It's a story set against war-torn China in the 1930s, centering on a young journalist played by Henry Tudor, apparently. And
he's
playing
Tudors.
An American nurse. So, yes, the Tudors. So
American
you all right?
nurse.
Am I boring you? Am I keeping you up there?
I'm just saying that wasn't the most interesting description
By the way,
I've ever
he was also
movie.
In the remake, the Showtime remake of The Lion in Winter about 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Which is really damn good.
Huh. Well, then
have
maybe
you seen
it's
that
pretty
yet?
Good. I've not
That's
seen
Patrick
that one.
Patrick Stewart in the lead. Patrick Stewart in the Peter O'Toole role as Henry II, and Glenn Close in the Katharine Hepburn role as Eleanor of Aquitaine.
No.
And Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is in it. It's damned fine.
Did
I have
not
it
see
on DVD.
One.
It's damn
okay.
good.
All right. And look at there. If you happen to be in one of the four theaters lucky enough to receive Uwe Boll's Postal, then by all means, go see that today, where it's Dave Foley's a religious charlatan and has a mild-mannered nephew and a gang of What is it? Bosomy Commandos?
Bosomy Commandos.
Facing
here.
Off against Osama bin Laden and the Taliban in an epic battle that would determine the fate of the world. Okay.
It's opens called up Postal.
Opens up with two of the hijackers determining how exactly they're going to slam the plane into the...
And it's opening on four big movie screens.
Yep. He thought nationwide. 1,500, but nope, turns out it's four.
Wow.
Good for him.
Well, those are your choices for the weekend, kids. Enjoy that.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky perspective, if you will. Congratulations to the town of Rock Point, Missouri.
Yay! Good job, guys!
They're claiming to be 100% wind-powered.
Oh?
Yes.
Sometimes I am.
I know you are, sir. The town is expected to consume about 13 million kilowatt-hours of electricity this year, but their turbines that they have set up all throughout the town produce 16 million kilowatt hours, which means they'll be selling 3 million kilowatts back to the electrical companies and powering their entire town.
Wow.
So if that's true, good for you guys.
Yeah.
Good for you.
We need to do a little more of that. If only we could figure out a way to use wind power to move our vehicles. If only, like, our boats, for example, could be moved with just air.
You know how we have the pinwheels?
Yeah.
If we had those on top of the car, couldn't we tie that in to make them move?
Well, that's possible. You'd have to have a really large pinwheel, but I'm not saying it's impossible.
Okay,
I'm
pal.
Not shooting you down, man.
All
You're
right.
a dreamer.
Thank you.
Okay, and I
appreciate
that about
I appreciate
you.
That.
From IGN, Terminator Salvation. The future begins.
Okay.
This is the new Terminator movie, sir. That's the title. Sam Worthington and Christian Bale began principal photography on May 5th of 2008, which is past.
Yes, so they've already done that.
They began it. Let's change tense there. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, Terminator Salvation, The Future Begins, is, I have to say it that way every time, is
begins.
Scheduled for a North American theatrical release May 22nd, 2009. Shooting at the Albuquerque studios and on location throughout New Mexico. So
Fantastic.
It's coming. Oh, yes. Just like the robot apocalypse itself, it's coming.
Can't stop it. So over the past 2.5 years, NASA astronomers have observed the moon flashing at them.
Oh, hey!
Not just once, but hundreds of times.
It's tricking you. Hello?
Turns out they're explosions caused by meteoroids hitting the moon.
That
says Bill Cook, head of NASA's Meteoroid Environmental Office at the Marshall Space Flight Center. A typical blast is about as powerful as a few hundred pounds of TNT and can be photographed easily using a backyard telescope.
Huh.
The impact has been a tiny fragment of an extinct comet, the 2003 EH1. Every year in early January, the Earth-Moon system passes through a stream of debris from that comet, and that's why you get explosions on the moon. Thankfully on the moon, and not in my backyard.
Basically, space crap.
Yeah,
that's
space
the
crap
that floats through every now and again.
That's what
there
they're
is
saying.
A science track at Balticon this weekend. I'm pretty sure there is. Anyway, I haven't looked it up, but I see that that Sci-Fi Laura is there and
nice.
Participating. As is
she could explain it.
So clearly, there's going to be a science track, and so let me say in honor of that, I will be mooning selected individuals this evening after I've tipped a cup or two.
Good for
at
you,
Balticon.
Sir.
From Newsarama artist Gene Colan, he's. Best known probably for the Iron Man stuff that you're seeing a lot because of the movie being out right now, has been one of comics' favorites for 7 decades.
Wow.
Now as Gene is suffering illness, some of the characters Gene worked on are coming to save the day. The Hero Initiative, in conjunction with Marvel Comics, launching a series of Gene Colan-themed products, starting with a limited edition print of Gene's cover art to Invincible Iron Man number 1, available at Wizard World Philadelphia. Only 200 prints will be available at the show at a cost of $25 each. Net proceeds from sales of the prints by the Hero Initiative will benefit Gene Colan. Several other initiatives as well by the Hero Initiative. You can see the information on the notes.
Sweet. So the Mars rover Spirit's been hobbling along with a broken wheel for more than 2 years now, which apparently has led to a big, huge discovery. That being that the Spirit has uncovered signs that ancient hot springs once bubbled or steamed on Mars. They said those hot springs would have been similar to those found at Yellowstone National Park. That finding, of course, is significant because it means the planet contained water and potentially once was habitable.
There you go. And Marvel Studios, oh, this was from Dark Horizons, by the way. Marvel Studios president Kevin Kevin
Newtons
has confirmed to Sci-Fi Wire that the upcoming First Avenger, Captain America, first of all, is going to be the title.
Nice.
First Avenger, Captain America, will be a World War II piece.
Yes,
so, yay,
thank
we were
you.
Hoping for that. Scheduled for May 6, 2011, will serve to set up the eventual Avengers movie to be released 6 weeks later on July 1st,
that's
which also
fantastic.
Is an interesting announcement. He also dismissed the recent Matthew McConaughey casting talk.
Thank you, God.
My wife is sad, but did confirm the object glimpsed in Tony Stark's workshop is, in fact, part of the shield. Iron Man 2, April 30, 2010. Jon Favreau is going to return. Thor, July 4th, 2010, with Mark Okay, they have a writer, the guy that wrote The Cell, is currently working on the script. A director
Mark
will be announced.
Protosevich.
Thank you.
You're
later
welcome.
In the summer. And the action in the Thor movie will largely take place in Asgard.
Oh.
Nice.
Bring it.
Nice. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes and please review us while you're over there. We're gradually gathering reviews and we're happy about that. We need them. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show featuring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Check out the store at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield must yield.